Ever wish you could just like grab investment advice straight from a Wall Street legend? Someone who like grew a fund from $18 million to, get this, $14 billion.
Holy
We're basically picking the brain of the one and only Peter Lynch today, huh? We're diving deep into his 25 golden rules.
Okay.
Think of it as your like cheat sheet for smarter investing, right?
Yeah.
But without all that Wall Street jargon.
Yeah, what's great about Lynch is he doesn't make investing feel like, you know, this exclusive club. Like,
yeah.
He really, really wants to empower everyday investors like you listening.
He does. And he really kind of kicks things off by tackling this myth that you need some secret insider knowledge to succeed, right?
Yeah.
He says investing is more about tapping into what you already know, which seems kind of radical, right?
It is. It is. It's all about leveraging your unique experiences and observations. And, you know, Lynch says invest in what you know.
Right.
And he really means it. Think about the things you're passionate about, the products you use every day, the trends you see developing around you.
Mm-hmm.
That's where those hidden gem investments often hide.
Okay, that makes sense. But how does that actually like play out in the market?
Mm-hmm. So let's say you're a tech enthusiast, right?
Okay.
You're always trying out the latest gadgets. You might notice a small company developing a, you know, a groundbreaking new app,
yep,
or piece of hardware. And because of your passion, you're more likely to spot its potential before it even like hits the radar of Wall Street analysts.
It's like having a sixth sense for opportunity, right?
Yeah.
Just by paying attention to what you already love. But Lynch doesn't stop there, right? He wants you to think like a business owner, not just someone, you know, chasing stock prices. What does that even mean?
It means like looking beyond the stock ticker, right? And understanding the actual business behind those numbers.
Okay.
Think about it. A business owner doesn't just look at the daily sales figures.
Right.
They're thinking about the long-term health of their company, their competitive edge, their plans for growth.
So it's about looking at the big picture, the long game.
Yes.
Instead of getting caught up in those like short-term market swings.
Exactly. And that can be tough because, let's face it, patience.
Right.
Patience isn't always easy, especially in today's fast-paced world.
Tell me about it. But Lynch seems to be saying that, like, tuning out the noise and focusing on the fundamentals, that's key.
Absolutely. Yeah, in Rule 5, he actually talks about how a company's stock price in the short term can be totally disconnected from its actual performance.
Mm.
He says it's like judging a movie after only watching 5 minutes of it.
Right.
You need the full picture to understand its true potential.
Okay, so patience is key.
Yes.
But it can't just be about, like, sitting around waiting for something to happen.
Right.
Lynch really stresses knowing what you own and why you own it.
Yeah.
What's he getting at there?
I think he's urging us to be discerning investors, not just passive bystanders. Hmm. You know, don't just buy a stock because everyone else is. Buy it because you understand the company.
Right.
You believe in its future and you're comfortable with its level of risk.
Right.
It's about aligning your investments with your convictions and your financial goals.
He even compares picking stocks to something kind of surprising, picking your kids.
Ah, right.
He's basically saying, don't take on more than you can handle.
Yeah. In Rule 8, he actually suggests that most investors should stick to following 8 to 12 companies, max.
Okay.
And definitely don't have more than 5 stocks in your portfolio at any given time.
So focus is key.
Yes.
But what happens when nothing seems like a good fit? Should we just force ourselves to pick something?
Absolutely not. No, Lynch addresses that head on in Rule 9.
Okay.
He says, if you can't find any companies that you think are attractive, put your money in the bank until you discover some.
No pressure to jump into anything that doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's like waiting for the perfect pitch.
Right.
You don't swing at every opportunity, only the ones that truly resonate, right?
Yeah. And speaking of strategy.
Yeah.
Lynch has this like healthy respect for the numbers.
He does.
He reminds us that gut feelings are great, but we got to check under the hood too, right?
Yeah.
No investing on vibes alone.
Definitely not on vibes alone. No. Rule 10 is all about understanding a company's financials.
Okay.
Don't let the stock ticker be the only thing you look at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dig into their balance sheet, get a feel for, you know, their revenue streams.
Right.
Are they consistently profitable? Do their future prospects look bright? These are the kinds of questions a savvy investor should ask.
It's like making sure the engine is sound before you buy the car, right?
Yeah.
Not just admiring the paint job.
Exactly.
But that doesn't mean we should only stick to those like safe, predictable companies.
Right. Yeah.
What about those exciting new industries everyone's buzzing about?
Ah, the allure of the hot stock?
Right.
Lynch has some wisdom about that, too.
Okay.
In Rule 11, he warns against getting swept up in the frenzy of the latest trend.
Right.
While those high growth sectors can be tempting,
right, yeah.
You know, he's found that over the long haul, companies in turn more stable,
okay.
Even, dare I say, boring industries,
yeah.
Often prove to be much better investments.
Slow and steady wins the race, huh?
Precisely.
It's the tortoise, not the hare.
Yeah, think about companies that provide essential goods or services.
Okay.
They might not have the flashy appeal of the latest tech darling.
Right.
But their consistency and resilience can be a source of steady returns over time.
Okay, that makes sense. But what if we do want to take a chance on, like, a younger, smaller company?
Oh,
one
yes.
That's still finding its footing.
Yeah. Lynch has some guidings for that, too.
Okay.
Rule 12, he advises waiting until a company has actually turned a profit before you jump in.
So,
you know, it's tempting to get caught up in the excitement of a new venture.
Right.
But investing in early stage companies can be risky.
Sure.
So let them prove their business model.
Okay.
Demonstrate consistent profitability, and then you can start considering whether they align with your investment strategy.
So let them get through that awkward teenage phase.
Exactly.
Before entrusting them with our hard-earned cash.
Yeah.
Now, on the flip side, what about industries that have, shall we say, seen better days?
Right.
Should we just write them off completely?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Lynch tackles this in Rule 13.
Okay.
He reminds us that even troubled industries can harbor hidden gems.
Okay.
Companies that have, you know, weathered previous storms and have a knack for adapting to change.
Okay.
So look for those with staying power, the ones that have learned from past mistakes and emerged stronger.
So resilience is key.
Yeah.
Show me you can bounce back and maybe I'll consider it.
Exactly. But he doesn't stop there.
Okay.
Lynch also emphasizes the importance of timing.
Okay.
Don't just jump in because there's been, you know, a blip of good news.
Right.
Wait for signs of a genuine turnaround in the entire industry, not just a temporary upswing.
So many factors to consider.
I know, right?
No wonder Lynch talks about tuning out the noise.
It's true.
Seems like there are always a million different opinions swirling around out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He dedicates several rules to this very idea.
Okay.
Emphasizing that trying to time the market or predict its every move is a fool's errand.
Hmm.
It's simply not a recipe for sustainable success.
Easier said than done, though.
Right. Right.
Especially in today's world where everyone on social media seems to be a financial guru.
Right.
With the next hot stock tip.
Exactly.
How do we filter out that noise and focus on what truly matters?
That's where Lynch's focus on fundamentals and long-term thinking really comes into play.
Okay.
You know, he encourages us to look beyond the day-to-day fluctuations.
Right.
And focus on the bigger picture.
Oh.
What are the underlying factors driving a company's success? What are their long-term growth prospects?
Right.
These are the questions that matter, not whether a stock is up or down a few percentage points today.
He's all about blocking out the noise.
Yes.
And focusing on those fundamentals.
Yes.
And this ties into his point about patience, right?
Yes.
Particularly Rule 14, where he highlights, this is interesting, a surprising advantage everyday investors have over those big shot fund managers.
Yeah. He says it because fund managers often have to answer to, you know, impatient clients and are judged against like short term benchmarks.
Yeah.
They can get caught in this cycle of chasing the next big thing.
Right.
Constantly buying and selling to try and beat the market.
They spread themselves too thin.
Right. Right.
Trying to be everything to everyone.
Exactly. They're often forced to diversify so widely that it dilutes their returns.
So as individual investors,
yes,
we actually have the luxury of being more selective.
We do.
Right.
Yeah.
We can focus on a smaller number of high conviction ideas.
Exactly.
Really get to know those companies inside and out.
Yeah.
And potentially see better returns over the long run.
Yeah.
Less is more. Who knew?
Right.
But if we're not following the herd,
yeah,
how do we even find those potentially overlooked gems? It's not like they're just going to land in our lap, right?
That's where Lynch's belief in the power of everyday observation really shines. Remember Rule 15? He argues that amateur investors have a unique advantage in discovering those hidden gems, often overlooked by Wall Street.
Right. You know, we're not confined to spreadsheets and algorithms. We can tap into our local knowledge, explore our surroundings, notice emerging trends before they even hit the mainstream.
It's like that thrill of finding like a one of a kind treasure at like a local antique shop. You just need to know where to look and trust your instincts, right?
Precisely. And speaking of trusting your instincts, Rule 20 highlights a crucial point about research.
Okay.
Lynch emphasizes that the more companies you research, the more likely you are to unearth those hidden gems with the potential to outperform.
Right.
It's about being thorough, asking the right questions, and not being afraid to dig deeper.
What's the worst that could happen?
Right. You learn something new, right?
Exactly. And that learning process is something that Lynch sees as essential for any investor.
Yeah.
He wants us to become lifelong students of the market.
Right.
You know, constantly seeking new knowledge, refining our understanding.
Which brings up an interesting point, the role of time in investing.
Yeah.
Is time our friend or foe?
Right.
I feel like it could go either way depending on how we approach it.
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is.
And Lynch tackles it head-on in Rule 22,
okay,
drawing a clear distinction between, you know, investing in stocks and dabbling in those more complex financial instruments like options.
Okay. Break it down for us. What's the key difference?
So Lynch argues that time is your ally when you own shares of superior companies. You can afford to be patient, let your winners run, knowing that over the long term, the stock market tends to reward companies that consistently deliver value.
It's like planting a tree.
Yeah.
The longer you let it grow, the stronger and taller it becomes.
Yes.
And the more, you know, fruit it bears.
Exactly. But when it comes to options, which, just for clarity, are contracts that give you the right but not the obligation to buy or sell an asset at a specific price within a certain time frame.
Okay.
So time is ticking.
Time is ticking. There's an expiration date looming.
Exactly. Options trading is a whole different ball game.
Right.
With its own set of rules and risks.
Okay.
Lynch isn't saying it's bad.
Right.
But it requires a different approach
and
a higher risk tolerance.
So know your lane. And play the game that aligns with your goals and risk appetite.
Exactly.
But what if all this talk about researching individual companies has some listeners feeling a bit overwhelmed?
Sure.
It can seem like a lot to take in. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Lynch has some alternative strategies for us too, right?
He does, yeah. If you're intrigued by the stock market,
right,
but maybe not ready to be like that hands-on stock picker,
yeah,
Lynch has some other ideas up his sleeve.
Okay, let's hear them.
So in Rule 23,
he
suggests looking into equity mutual funds.
So letting the pros handle it, but with our money.
In a way, yeah, you're essentially pooling your money with other investors to buy a basket of stocks.
Right.
And a professional fund manager makes the buy and sell decisions. But Lynch emphasizes that even within the world of mutual funds, diversification is still key.
So don't just pick one fund and call it a day.
Exactly. Spread your investments across a few different types of funds.
Okay.
Maybe some growth funds, some value funds, maybe a sprinkle of small cap and large cap.
Right.
To create that well-rounded portfolio.
It's like building a diversified investment buffet, right?
Yeah, I like that analogy.
Instead of loading up on just one dish.
Exactly. But Lynch doesn't stop at the U.S. border.
Okay.
In Rule 24, he reminds us that there's a whole world of investment opportunities out there.
You mean like venturing into the exciting world of international investing?
Yeah.
Passports ready?
Yeah. He does point out that, you know, emerging economies often offer faster growth potential.
Right.
And tapping into overseas markets can be a smart way to further diversify your portfolio, spreading your risk across different geographies and economies.
It's like adding some international spice to our investment portfolio.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But just like with any investment, remember to do your due diligence.
Of course, yeah.
Look for strong companies with solid financials no matter where they're headquartered.
Got it. Solid advice no matter what corner of the world you're exploring.
That's right.
So let's bring it all home with Lynch's final golden rule.
Okay.
Rule 25, what's the grand finale?
He reminds us that over the long haul, a carefully chosen portfolio of stocks or equity mutual funds will generally outperform a portfolio of bonds or a simple money market account?
So stocks for the win, but there's a catch.
Yeah.
Right.
There always is. Lynch is clear that this applies to well-chosen stocks.
Right.
A poorly chosen portfolio won't outperform anything.
Yeah. You might as well have kept your money under the mattress.
Exactly. It all comes back to those core principles,
yeah.
You know?
Right.
Doing your research, understanding the businesses you're investing in,
mm-hmm.
and having the patience to ride out those inevitable market fluctuations.
So it's not just about picking stocks. It's about making informed decisions.
Yes.
Based on, you know, knowledge and a solid understanding of your own financial goals.
Precisely. And that's something anyone can learn to do.
Right.
You don't need to be a Wall Street whiz to find success in the market.
It's been a truly insightful deep dive into the mind of Peter Lynch.
It has.
You know, he's given us so much to think about.
And
it all kind of boils down to this. You have the power to shape your financial future.
You do.
You know, he really wants to empower individual investors like you listening.
He does.
So as you continue your investing journey, remember to stay curious, keep learning, and never stop asking questions.
That's right.
Because the journey to becoming a savvy investor starts with that first step.
Mm-hmm.
That first question.
Yeah.
That first spark of curiosity.